And someone else would say, well, they'll be home all right. Just don't
worry.
And a child might say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
scared.
And someone who leaves a lot of money on the table and goes outside and doesn't even bother to lock the door, you'd say that he's mighty
careless.
And you say, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of
funny.
Did you ever say she acts kind of queer or quiet?
Peculiar. She has peculiar ways.
What about the word queer or quiet? Did you ever say that?
Well, that's the same thing. Queer, quiet. You see, queer, what does that mean? She's a selfish person. She's to herself.
That's what it means when you say someone's queer?
Uh-huh.
Has that word changed meanings in the past few years?
Huh?
Has the word queer changed meanings in the past few years?
That's been going for quite a while.
Say someone who makes up his own mind, and then you can't argue with him. He's going to do things his way, and he won't listen to you. You call him.
I don't know what you call him. You just can't make him change his mind if he's saying I do anything, because I'm like that. And I don't know what you call it, because if I tell you I ain't going to do a thing, I ain't going to do it. Ain't no need to keep asking me, because I ain't going to do it.
Did you ever say someone's stubborn or bullheaded? Or?
Yeah, I hear other people use that, but I don't use that word, because as I say, if I tell you I ain't going to do nothing, I ain't going to do it, and I ain't bullheaded, I just ain't going to do that, because I don't see where it's right.
Yeah.
See, well, that's the way it is then. They're not stubborn, they're not bullheaded, but they just don't see where it's right to do these things. Mm-hmm. But now I knew old man Homer Wilson. He could tell you he wasn't going to do a thing, and he'd hold to that until you might convince him that he was wrong. But until he seed it, no indeed, he held to just what he said. And I think that's right.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Say if something had happened to embarrass someone, you'd say, well, now you better not tease him about that, because on that subject he's still a little bit
angry.
Did you ever say he's testy or touches?
Mm-mm. I just say he's angry, he's still mad with you, still angry with you.
If someone's about to lose their temper, you might tell them, now just
don't bother.
Just keep.
Let him alone. Don't bother.
And you'd say, if you were taking a trip somewhere and the children were asking you when you were going to get there, you might tell them, just calm down. We'll get there
soon.
Do you ever say bye and bye?
Mm-hmm. Or soon or something like that.
If you had been working very hard, you'd say you were very
tired.
Any other ways of saying that?
Mm-mm, not with me.
You could say you're completely
tired.
What about using the expression wear out? You'd say you're completely.
I never did use it. I just say I'm tired and go lay down.
And if a person had been well and then suddenly you hear that they've got some disease, you'd say, well, yesterday they were fine. When was it that they?
Yeah. That happens too, because I was at a lady's house Tuesday evening and I got the word, I believe, Thursday morning or Friday morning. But anyway, it wasn't 3 days. She was dead. She wasn't ill.
Mm.
She fell with a stroke and died that night at 12 o'clock. Yeah, I heard of that.
Well, say if a person's got some disease, though, got some sickness, you'd say, well, last time I saw them, they were fine. When was it that they, what, sick? When was it that they?
Came sick.
And if a person went out in bad weather and came in and was sneezing and everything, you'd say, he went out in the rain and he
caught a cold.
And if he goes like that, he has a